The Ashes' first test match between Australia and England kicks off at the Gabba in Brisbane today. Both teams have had their full fair share of turmoil in recent months, with former Australian captain Tim Payne stepping down in the wake of a sexting scandal, while England is facing rampant racism allegations. Western Australia's COVID-19 restrictions have also forced Cricket Australia to move the fifth and final test match from Perth to another location, which will be put out to tender. Joining us for all of this is ABC cricket commentator Jim Maxwell. Hello, Jim.
Cathy, good morning.
Good morning. Now, over nearly 140 years, Australia has won 33 series to England's 32. What are your predictions for today's match?
Well, we'll see what happens with the weather, I suppose. That's one of the influences that's bound to affect the flow of the game, and it could be one of those games where the ball dominates the bat, which makes it a bit of a guessing competition. If there's going to be overcast conditions with balls moving around off the seam, as can happen at the Gabba when you get these sort of conditions. So it might be a low-scoring game. It might be a toss in which you'd reckon, yes, we'll have a bowl first. But captains have got that wrong in the past if the sun comes out. So it's all a bit unpredictable, I think, at the moment in terms of how this match will flow. But you would say, on the evidence of the two team sheets, Australia's probably got the more potent bowling lineup and perhaps a better batting lineup, with Smith and Labuschagne prominent in the Australian batting order.
Jim, it's been two and a bit years since we last saw the Australian and English men's teams battling it out for the Ashes. COVID-19 has led to a lot of cancelled matches over the past couple of years, and now the venue of the final match is uncertain. How has the pandemic affected the series?
Well, these two teams are the most underprepared ever for a test series, an Ashes series at any rate.
But simply just because they haven't been playing?
Well, they haven't been playing. They played some white ball cricket recently in the UAE, some of them, not all of them. Some have played a bit of red ball cricket in the Sheffield Shield and the Australian camp. But in England, teams never got into a test match without playing a game in Australia before the test, even if it's an internal game. So, you know, the lack of preparation has got to be a factor in making it a bit of a nervy start to the series. Whoever is out there facing the new ball this morning.
What are some advantages that Australia has over England?
Playing at home on pitches they're familiar with, that traditionally bounce and don't have a lot of sideways movement. That might be different today. They've probably got the best trio of fast bowlers in the world with Cummins, Hazelwood and Stark. They could be match winners, and I think they will be over the course of this series. And look, just the home ground advantage, and it's always strong. It's sort of reinforced by playing in Brisbane, where, as everyone knows, a team struggle to match Australia, and, well, England haven't won there since 1986, so it's that sort of advantage. But it could all come back to being a very skinny margin, as I say, if the conditions allow the bowlers to dominate, and that makes it a bit of a guessing game and take your chances.
Well, as we talked about there, they haven't had much of a chance to play, but also there's been some pretty big distractions for both teams. Australia's dealt with some challenges recently, particularly with Tim Payne stepping aside. How has this impacted the team's morale?
We'll find out, I suppose. I don't know whether it's affected it that much. I mean, they've taken this in their stride in the lead-up. I mean, it's been played out over the last 2 weeks, really. So it's time to move on. I think they're pretty pragmatic. There may not be a settled team with a new captain, a new wicketkeeper, but they are a very experienced side. And I think under Pat Cummins, with the troops around him, Smith, Warner, all the other senior players, they'll be able to make this work happily enough. And as Pat Cummins has done in 33 of the 35 tests Australia have played since he came back from injury, he has been our trump bowler. And I think for the most part, he'll be concentrating on that rather than all the bits and pieces that go on around him.
Because, well, there's some bits and pieces going on around English cricket as well. They've been dealing with allegations of racism. How much has that likely impacted the team?
Well, look, to be quite honest with you, I think England and Australia are past most of that. Yes, it's a distraction. But like the players, like us, spectators and fans, they just want to see some cricket played. I mean, this has been a horrendous, weird, bizarre sideshow lead-up to the Test series. But I think, frankly, most of us are sick of it. I just want to see some cricket played.
I imagine the crowds are going to be pretty big today at the Gabba.
Full house, they're saying. Yeah, that's something. So, you know, the Premier has clamped down in many other ways, but she's allowing a full house into the Gabba.
Oh,
she's
indeed. No, well, there's precedent with the footy as well, Jim. Just finally, we've got to talk about the fifth test. Perth has lost it. It's being put out to tender. What's your bet? Will Hobart get to host it after all?
Well, they certainly got the sentimental vote and they've lost the game against Afghanistan that was supposed to be played last month. So on that basis, they're probably well in the frame and it's a bidding process now. But I would have thought if Melbourne or Sydney put their hand up, commercially speaking, I mean, if it's a deciding test in this series, you want to have a venue that can hold a big crowd. And Hobart can't do that. But we'll see what pans out because this has slightly changed the way it's going to be decided, I suppose. I guess the Tasmanian government's going to throw a lot of cash on the table.
I imagine there's cash being thrown around everywhere. But, look, enjoy return to the cricket today, Jim. Great to talk to you.
Righto, Cathy. Should be fun.
Jim Maxwell, the ABC's cricket commentator.